A Frontier researcher walked off Claude this weekend in 5 minutes. The only thing he changed was a line in a config file.
It's Monday, June 22, 2026. Here's the rundown. GLM 5.2 makes leaving a closed vendor a coffee break. Washington just proved why you'd want to. And memory is the thing tightening in the supply chain. Let's work it.
GLM 5.2 landed over the weekend as a Frontier-class open-weight model. Nato Lambert wired it into Claude code through Fireworks and called it OpenWeight's useful coding moment.
And the part people will misread is that quality is what moved. It didn't. The gap to the closed frontier has been closing for a year.
So what moved?
The plumbing. Coding agents speak the same OpenAI-compatible endpoint. Hosts like Fireworks serve OpenWeights behind that interface. And the agent stopped caring which model answers. The model became a setting.
The switching cost that protected every closed vendor.
Gone. The moat was never the weights, it was the integration, and the integration just went to zero. That's the thing a slide deck won't tell you.
Tie it to the other story this week. The White House ordered Anthropic to revoke SK Telecom's Claude access on export control grounds.
So a decision in Washington can break your roadmap overnight. No notice, no appeal. If your core loop runs through one closed API, that's a single point of failure you don't own.
What does someone building tonight actually do?
Put an OpenAI-compatible router in front of your model calls. So swapping a backend is a setting, not a rewrite. Then run GLM 5.2 against your current closed model on the tasks you actually ship, not somebody's benchmark.
And if it lands close?
You've bought a fallback, pricing leverage, and for teams that can host their own, a path off per token billing. The hardest reasoning still belongs to the closed labs. Everyday coding, their grip is slipping fast.
Over the next 6 to 12 months, the money follows whoever routes between models and fails over when one dies.
And the vendors with the most to lose are the ones whose entire product is API access to a model you can now download for the price of the GPUs it burns.
An investor's pitch this week. High bandwidth memory has stopped being a commodity. Triple-digit growth, proprietary pricing, demand outrunning supply.
That's the tell. Memory is tightening, not logic, which means accelerator prices stay high and hosts charge you for capacity, not throughput. Watch HBM lead times as your scarcity clock.
On the do-it-yourself side, there's a clean write-up on fitting two Qwen 3 models in memory on a single DGX Spark, and GM KTech's AMD mini workstation starts at
$3,600. $3,600 is a few months of mid-tier cloud GPU rent. The math only works if you keep the box busy. Steady local workloads, yes. Bursty traffic, you're better off renting.
And one for the record books. Native IPv6 touched 50% of Google's users for a single day in late March, 18 years into the count.
Then it slipped back to the mid-40s. The driver is IPv4 getting expensive, including clouds charging for public addresses. A turning point, not a finished migration.
Orca runs Claude Code, Codex, Gemini, and Cursor CLI in parallel across isolated Git work trees. Free, MIT-licensed, YC-backed, around 5,700 stars.
If you're already juggling branches to run multiple agents by hand, that's the orchestration shell you've been building badly in a terminal. Every task gets its own workspace.
There's also a proxy stacking 17 free LLM tiers behind one endpoint, roughly 1.7 billion tokens a month, with failover up to 20 times on errors.
The author labels it experimentation infrastructure, not a terms of service bypass. Take him at his word and keep it off production. It's a clever toy for personal credentials.
And a Bayer case study on Martin Fowler's site about making agents dependable in production.
Read that before you promise an SLA on anything agentic. Failure handling and evaluation around non-deterministic parts is the boring work nobody demos.
Back to the SK Telecom revocation. Under export control pressure, Anthropic cut Claude access, and TechCrunch is already mapping which rivals pick up the displaced demand.
That follow-on story is the part that should worry founders. It only gets written if Washington plans to do this again. Single vendor dependence is a strategic risk now, not a pricing one.
Someone pushed an unauthorized emergency alert to cell phones across all of Brazil.
The prank is less interesting than the path. Alerting systems are trusted by default and weakly authenticated. Any push channel you rely on is an attack surface, full stop.
And Misk shipped Loop, an open source app that reads the exact fingerprinting surface any iOS app can see.
The nasty one is the volume creation timestamp. No prompt, no permission. Pair it with locale and screen size, and you've narrowed a device to a tiny bucket. It's a live test of whether Apple's required reason rule means anything.
Three prints this morning. Short Jipu's listed vehicle, medium conviction. It trades near 2,100 Hong Kong dollars, while the average analyst target sits about 45% below spot. Watch SK Telecom, medium. It became the market's backdoor Anthropic stake, re-rated up about 40% this year, and it's now the named company in the federal action. And watch Alibaba, low, because the self-host Quen Reflex just lost its leader to GLM 5.2.
Highest conviction is the Jipu short. It's wrong if the stock closes at or above roughly 2,094 Hong Kong dollars on the last trading day of August. The July lockup expiry is the catalyst we're watching.
The tape is the desk's scorecard. It is not advice. Quick break. Two from the desk.
One we know well, Vote.direct. If you're on an HOA or a board, it runs your elections digitally, secure, verifiable, no paper, no clipboard in the lobby. Point your counsel to Vote.direct.
And if this is your 10 minutes of AI for the day, get the written edition too. The full wire, free every morning. Leave your email at nextbig.dev.
Simpity dropped its paywall on more than 800 media standards as of June 17th. The DPX spec that ran $175 is now free.
NVIDIA's community NVK Vulkan Driver picked up experimental DLSS on Linux by importing pre-baked CUDA binaries.
A 3D voxel game engine written entirely in APL pulled 117 points on Hacker News.
Peter Norvig's 2010 guide to writing a Lisp interpreter in Python resurfaced, and Sandy Metz's argument that duplication beats the wrong abstraction is making the rounds again.
And the Commodore Callback 8020 is a digital detox flip phone that, against expectations, isn't actually dumb.
Our call. The export control playbook used on SK Telecom repeats. Before September 22nd, a US frontier model provider publicly restricts or revokes API access for at least one more named foreign company or government on security or export grounds.
Wrong. If no US frontier provider does it to another named entity by September 22nd, that's when it settles. The tool worked once, and levers get pulled more than once.